Kia ora. This program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Te rerangi o Access Radio no Pōneke 106.1 FM. Kia ora tātou katoa, ko Tiffany Wainahau, ko rātoko te rua tikau Mahuaru o Hepetema, also known as Mahuru, tēnei wā. I'm in the studio today with Sue. Morena, Sue.
Morena, Tiffany.
How's your morning gone thus far?
Actually, not too bad considering for some reason we've managed to not avoid getting the one where you have to get up earlier on the Sunday morning.
That's what I was thinking. I saw you having breakfast downstairs though, that would have been nice.
That's a very important to have your breakfast.
The sun was hitting you right on the face. Yeah. I love it.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Beautiful morning.
People got to remember that little bit of vitamin D and helping K release a bit of sunshine. You want at least 10 minutes, you know, at least 10 minutes every couple of days. Do you know the relevance of today? Because I do that.
Okay. What's the relevance of today?
Well, we got a few. I think we got five. Privacy Commissioner. The Privacy Commissioner reminds New Zealanders on September the 28th that they can access and correct information held about them by the organisations and businesses, a right reinforced by the Privacy Act. So that's something about today.
That's good. it's always good to have a reminder about that.
Actually. Yeah, well, I think that corresponds with its International Day as well. Oh. A globally recognised day to promote the fundamental right to access information and foster trust through transparency.
Excellent.
That's today too. I think those are pretty much united, right?
That's kind of like truth is a bit of a bleach to the lies, isn't it?
Aye. So we also got in 1907 establishment of the Dominion status of Aotearoa New Zealand.
That's important.
Yeah, that's important for us here. 1899, New Zealand responded to the Empire's call to arms, sending troops to the conflict in South Africa. I think that was under Premier King Dick Richard Seddon.
Yeah.
Well, our last final relevance of today is 1974, charge of William Such for spying. I don't know much about that.
He was...
Go on.
I'm trying to think what he was the head of. He was a senior public servant.
In New Zealand.
I think, in New Zealand. And they thought that he was involved in spying for Russia.
Whoa. Ooh. Oh, see, lucky I brought it up. Yeah. I was just putting my points down. I thought you could fill me in.
Yeah, so, and I think it... It certainly sort of seemed to damage his health and well-being going through that. I don't think they got any kind of conviction or anything.
They didn't find him guilty.
They didn't find him guilty, yeah.
Well, it's a relevance of the day when you do an AI Google.
Yeah.
Well, if he was innocent, sorry about that, William.
Yeah.
Well, that's enough. I was looking at our, I think we had a little brief discussion this morning while during breakfast about our political environment at the moment is a bit disastrous, and I don't feel too great on that we didn't help Palestine.
No, it's quite shameful, actually.
It's very shameful.
And I think New Zealand has quite a mixed, record on that stuff. And it was not that long ago that New Zealand was instrumental in...
Was with the Springboks tour, right?
No.
Even sooner?
More recently than that. A number of smaller countries were trying to pressure... Israel into, you know, kind of behaving decently.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd gone part of the way towards having a UN resolution on it.
Mm-hmm.
And Israel and probably the Americans went and threatened any sort of aid or investment or I mean, basically, they threatened economic attack on these countries if they went ahead with it.
I remember this now.
And they came to New Zealand and said, can you please help?
Mm-hmm.
And New Zealand did, and they did an extraordinary diplomatic effort to get people on board and to get that support for the Palestinian people. Back then, it was a source of, you know, kind of pride for me hearing people talking about how they had done this, and then suddenly we just, you know, we do this.
It depends who's enrolling us at the moment, I think.
I would not be surprised if that was under Winston Peters that they did that, but it may
with a bit of a hand from David.
Well, just a different, different.
Well, it infuriated me. I was so angry that I actually was thinking we should only talk about politics a little bit in the beginning.
No.
And then us into the joy of pop stars and longevity.
We have the capability to not be assholes.
Yeah.
And we should make that choice.
I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say that. Yeah. No, you are. Well, I think people at home will feel this way. I was just so angry. I didn't even talk. I couldn't even tell my dad. I didn't even text any friends. I just was fuming. I was so fuming.
On the upside, we and the Americans both sent our 80-year-olds. And at least, I mean, our senators did not come up with the things that we wanted to hear from him.
No.
But at least he didn't sound like a gaga old man.
No, that's true. He does sound like he's got a little bit going on up there, and we don't hear that from the other nursing home patients. No. Oh, sorry to any nursing home patients at home listening. We're just joking.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going to U-turn our politics because it's so dark at the moment I can't really be joyful about it. Oh, wait, I do have one joyful thing.
Yeah?
I want people, not really joyful, to just start following Tania Waikato. Have you seen her on her ball with politics?
I don't know that she comes up on any of the stuff that...
Oh, people should give it a look. Yeah. So she's been on BHN quite a few times. That's the big hairy news.
They are great.
Yeah, they're amazing. And she's not the only one. I am Bree Elliott, Ashley Bourne, Jordan Rivers, Gerard Otto. They're just a few of the guests that go on the BHN.
They have a really good, range of guests that come on.
And they look heavily into each of the topics that are relevant to us today. So people that don't really get politics or know much about it, you just start watching that program and you'll start rolling into what's been done before and what we need to do and what we should do, what we should have done, all of the
A lot of our best journalism is coming from these independent, from BHN.
Well, they're funded by the people, right?
Yeah.
That just is proof.
Bernard Hickey's one, so I subscribe to the Bernard Hickey one and two. And Mountain Tui.
Mountain Tui is real good. There's quite a few of them out there, and they're made for the people by the people and sponsored by the people. So you got to trust it. We do have our other reporters, online that are pretty good too, like Mahinerangi Forbes, Moana Maniapoto, Jack Tame is a real big one. Moana you hardly see. She does stuff now and then, but you'll see more of Mahinerangi Forbes and Jack Tame.
She's awesome.
Yeah. Mahinerangi is my favourite at interviewing. The way she's so softly spoken and gets in there, they don't realise she's attacking.
But she also she also doesn't stop.
No.
You know, when you've got that next question that you want them to ask, she keeps going.
Must be disarming to have it in such a softly spoken way, eh?
I don't know. Yeah. Surely, the first time it runs straight over the top of the second time you'd be thinking, ooh.
Well, that was all I wanted to tell people was look out there, look into your politics. Just it's easy to learn and vote for the greater good. So I want people to educate themselves. Just look, because these votes, these legislations, everything that happens in our parliament affects our lives today and the children's lives of tomorrow.
And for the council.
You know it. The councils, that is the last thing. Okay, one more politics talk.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing a lot of people talking at the councils like they are the reason that everything's unfolded this way, but people forget central government is exactly the reason that it panned out this way for the local governments. Just another thing to look into and think about when you hear old rich men up the hill moaning about the...
If someone tells you that they're going to do more and not raise your rates and they're going to focus on just the essentials...
Mm.
Go and, go and ask them, you know, okay, so and in this inflation, how are you going to do more with less money and who is the, you know, what are the essentials? Ask them those questions and make sure you vote for the ones who are who match what you want.
Yeah. Well, there's other things to do other than infrastructure, selling off houses. You can't just be selling things the whole time. You've actually got to be making and creating.
Got to have something to sell.
Aye. Well, we've got that. Now I'm going to carry on talking. Jason Momoa, who was it? Cliff Curtis. There's like a trio of them. Taika Waititi. Are they buying out the Auckland studios?
Oh, are they?
Yeah. So Jason Momoa is
quite open about wanting to come here.
Well, there goes making instead of just selling. So I'm excited about this. We might be a new Hollywood since Hollywood pretty much boomed, didn't it?
Yes.
Literally did.
Yeah. I've got a long playlist here for you.
Yeah, we better get started. So we're going into a happy time now. That's enough of politics and depression. And I'm going to do some time travelling. We're going to time travel to like way back when I'm younger. We're going to go to 2008 with Agnes Release Me, and then we're going to come back out of that with Agnes's recent release from this year, Ego. So enjoy.
Release me, 'cause I'm not able to convince myself that I'm better off without you.
Tāpōneke 106.1 FM.
That was?
Oh, that was Agnes Release Me from 2008, and now we're going to move into Ego by Agnes in 2025.
Starlight shimmer.
You're listening to Squirrel Tea with Tiffany Wayne on 106.1 FM. There was a time I would have died for you. That was Kylie Minogue from 2007, I'm the One, to now, As Good As Gone from 2024. So she went from I'm the One for Propose to Me, I Want to Be in Love, to Good As Gone, pretty much a divorce, me now.
See ya!
See ya later! And now we're going to carry this on. I think I next have Sia. She's done a long yard too. So we're going to go from Sia, Clap Your Hands in 2010. I was 29 back then. And then we're going to follow through into Immortal Queen, her new one with Chaka Khan. I love it.
Clap your hands, clap your hands. clap your hands.
We are sponsored by the Royal Foundation, Access Radio 106.1 FM.
Got a new time machine and step to the future. Check it, I'm queen every time that you look to. Kid robots, bring me champagne. I'ma get you, say my name. I'm a matrix, gonna play a trick, gonna cut sick. I'm a dummy.
makes me feel like an immortal queen. Wasn't that a fabulous song?
I'm just going to put that on loop and we'll just stay playing that till the end of time.
I could sleep through it. It's like mixed between hip hop, ballads, dance pop, you name it. It's all rolled
She's
in
got
there.
It. Yeah. Mm. Well, Gigi and Gigi.
Yeah, Chaka Khan still got it.
That's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, I was thinking that when you brought it up. How old is she now? I was thinking, wow. I remember being a tween and her rocking the stage, you know. So we went from me being 29, that's when my marriage didn't go through, it really failed, my engagement at 29. So that was a real drinking time for me with that Sia song, Clap Your Hands.
Yeah.
And then Immortal Queen, I don't know, that's a song that feels like it has healing and beauty in it.
Yeah.
So I hope people enjoy it. So Sia's been doing it for a very long time and we're going to slide into... I know, it sounds bad, but we're going to have Paris Hilton in the mix.
This one surprised me.
So we're going to go from 2006, yes, that's a long time ago, I was only 25, with Nothing in This World, and then we'll be sliding into...
BBA.
BBA, BBA. We can't really say Bad B Energy.
Bad B Energy.
On your Access Radio Noponeke 106.1 FM.
Let's begin. Step one, when you're getting ready, look hot. Step two, gotta catch a cat to the bar. Step three, get a drink with a cherry and tie it in a knot. Step four, dance your ass off. Welcome to the Bad Bitch Academy.
Step one, shake ass. Post a video, make your ex boo mad. Lock eyes with him when you throw it back. He looked at his new girl and he got sad. I'm a feisty bitch, I'm a pricey bitch. I'm a hot girl, but I'm still an icy bitch. Face card never max, I'll swipe the bitch. And if I think she a chop, I won't hype the bitch. Bitch, I'm at a party taking shots with the Hiltons. Hoes take shots and nobody ever hear it. Still drop diamonds for the pros and they feelings. Bitch, I get racks, all you hoes on clearance. Put a tip, tell a bitch, give a dance to me. Put a trip, tell a bitch, get a tan with me. Got the bitch going out, she a fan of me.
Welcome to the Bad Bitch Academy.
I'm a feisty bitch, I'm a pricey bitch, I'm a hot girl.
Welcome to the Bad Bitch Academy. Step five, let him pay for your drinks. Step six, don't go home with no creeps. Cause when it's 7 a.m. go home, go to sleep. Stick with your girls till we rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat.
dance with me.
Welcome to the Bad Bitch Academy. Welcome to the Bad Bitch Academy. Grab a seat, grab a seat. Welcome to the Bad Bitch Academy. Bitch, dance with me. Welcome to the Bad Bitch Academy. Grab a seat. Walk in strong like you own it. Back your eyes, let them notice. What a bad bitch does.
We went from Paris Hilton in 2006, I was very young, 25, to BBA, Bad B Energy. Yeah, Bad B. Bad B Academy. I was like, there's no energy in that at all.
There's no energy.
I don't like mornings and I still never will.
Ketamine.
Yeah, but that was fabulous. Paris Hilton still going hard. She's not the best singer, but she's a damn good... We're going to move into Katy Perry now, and we're going to have Keisha straight after her. So we're going to start off with Chain. Oh no, this is how we do. Katy Perry, 2014.
Chic at La Superica, grabbing tacos, checking out hotties. Now we're talking astrology, getting our nails did all Japanesey. Day drinking at the Wildcat, sucking real bad at Mariah Karaoke. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. It's no big deal. This is no big deal. This is how we do. At breakfast in last night's dress. I see you. Yo, this goes out to all you kids that still have their cars at the club valet, and it's Tuesday. Yo, shout out to all you kids buying bottle service with your rent money. Respect! This is how we do.
I'm his queen, I'm his freak, I'm every woman he wants and needs. I'm his dream, I'm his drug, I'm every woman he wants, so what?
I'm his boss, I'm that bitch, I'm every woman he knows exists. I'm his main, I'm his side, I'm every woman that's in his mind.
Over. We only get
lock in. We could get it in. You could bring a friend.
I'm so pressed when I step in the spot. I'm so possessive and up echelon.
Upper echelon, rolling up in the shade. If you try to vibe with them, I might catch a fade. I be so aggressive and narcissistic. You know I'ma slide on a hoe about a big deep, baby. We good.
On your Access Radio, Nō Pōneke 106.1 FM. You're talking. You're talking. I was doing so well too for a second there. You're talking this morning with Tiffany Wayne.
Better than me, because I got so into one of those songs that I forgot that I'm supposed to be here pushing buttons, and
that's
then I had
right,
a, then so. I had a button pushing attack, which didn't I have to say come out all that well.
Well, I was going to joke about your name earlier, but I realised no one will know Brother Louie, the song. I was going to call you Suey, 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 and then I thought no one's going to get that. So we did the Katy Perry, and she went from quite a big pop star to recently being in quite a lot of turmoil.
Sell out.
Yeah, sell out. And also with the essay that happened to Kesha.
Yeah.
Working with that man again after that, I don't know, Katie, if I'm a big fan, but I do see that you've made it from the clubs back then to the clubs back in, so you made it tonight, today. We're going to move into Kesha now. I find them rivals in my own heart. And her first song we're going to have is Take It Off from 2010.
And we love Kesha.
Yeah. Rangi or Access Radio, Nō Pōneke 106.1 FM.
so do I.
There we have it. How was the Kesha and Katy Perry feud? I think I'm a side Kesha for me. Yeah, more party in that pounding, eh? Pounding. Remember the pound? I should have said pound.
No.
Yeah. Well, no, pound is the beer gay club here, and it was called pound because of the dance moves. So we don't have many times for the rest. I just need a quick rundown. Beyonce didn't make the list because she's not currently going in the clubs. Madonna didn't make the list because she's not currently going in the clubs. Beyonce didn't make the list. She's not currently in the dance clubs.
That's so wrong.
Miley Cyrus would have made the list. But Miley, we don't have time, sorry. So I was going to go with Who Owns My Heart from 2011. And then Every Girl You've Ever Loved, the new one with... what's our supermodel in there? Naomi Campbell.
Really?
I can't believe I found it. Yeah, that was a recent one. It's really good. So we'll maybe next time. But we're going to end today. We're going to start off with Poker Face 2008. Everyone remembers when Lady Gaga came into that swimming pool in her turquoise get up. Well, we're just going to go straight to her deep dance song. Is that how much time we've got left?
We've got a couple of minutes left, and we've got 3 minutes remaining. So we'll not quite get to the end of this one before we come and say goodbye and talk about stuff.
Because
we can talk.
Yeah, we can talk. See you soon, everybody. Enjoy.
Yeah.
Rangi or Access Radio Nor Pornik here. You've joined us at 106.1 FM, and this was the Guilty Squilty Show with Tiffany Wayne and Sue today.
Hey, I was just saying to Wayne that I went along to support Pride at the court case. I think they've got this week and last week were off, and the next week they'll come back, and I'm presuming that that's where they're getting those cases, you know, summarised. So have a look for that. Pride has a link to how you can contact them on coming along to watch.
Yeah.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard. Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.